Much of the WAMC listening area spent Tuesday digging out from Monday's massive snowstorm. The Hudson Valley was among the areas with the greatest snowfall, and municipalities will be cleaning up for at least a few days. Stephen DiRienzo is a National Weather Service meteorologist out of Albany.
Well, the eastern Catskills had some big numbers. Up in the mountains, we saw some totals close to 2 feet. Also, the Mid-Hudson Valley, again, probably in the 18 to 24-inch range there as well. And then over into the Litchfield Hills, where up to 18 inches was reported.
He says the eastern Catskill Mountains had some 2 feet as of mid-morning and could add another 4 to 6 inches by tonight, taking them to the around 30-inch mark. The Albany National Weather Service office covers as far south as portions of Dutchess County, and DiRienzo says Fishkill reported 25.6 inches, and the same for Saugerties in Ulster County. In the Berkshires, Stockbridge came in with 11.5 inches, with more than 17 in the higher terrain. And this is before another few inches could accumulate by day's end. In Rockland County, George Homan is Clarkstown Town Supervisor.
Clarkstown was hit with, it looks like, about 24 to 25 inches of snow. The roads are in remarkably good shape. I mean, our highway department's been working around the clock, 16-hour shifts with 4-hour sleep breaks. And the roads this morning were passable. Our highway department is clearing sidewalks, bus shelters, our commuter lots, and doing curb-to-curb cleanup on our roads. Over the next couple of days, we're probably going to have to do some additional work to kind of remove some of the really high snow drifts that are in some of our downtown areas.
A lot of people not only heeded warnings to stay off the roads, but many were already home because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Homan says commuter lots were emptier with people working from home and easier to clear.
It was surprising for a storm of this magnitude. We had about a dozen car accidents, all minor, a couple of jackknife tractor trailers yesterday early on in the day. Nothing significant. We did have a few minor power outages.
That was generally the case throughout the Hudson Valley. Few power outages. Orange and Rockland Utility spokesman Mike Donovan says there were just a handful of scattered outages.
The system held up very well, and one of the reasons is the storm hardening program, where we do the spot undergrounding of circuits in strategic locations. We do a lot of tree trimming.
He says the handful of outages were restored almost immediately.
The beauty of how we were set up yesterday is we had triple the amount of field overhead line technicians in the field yesterday, because we brought in a lot of mutual aid from Minnesota and from Alabama, and we had a lot of people in.
There was a storm-related fatal accident in Orange County. New York State Police say a Goshen man died Monday evening after the snowmobile he was riding broke through the ice and became submerged in water. Police say 56-year-old Arnie Jensen was riding with 55-year-old Richard Stetson on the Goshen Reservoir when they broke through the ice. Stetson was able to get out of the water and call for help. Jensen was retrieved from the water and taken by ambulance to Garnet Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. The investigation continues. Mark Nelson is Poughkeepsie City Administrator.
You know, it was a long night. Our crews have been out working around the clock. I just drove around the entire city, not seeing any trouble spots that we're not already aware of. You know, the phones haven't rung in over a two or three hours, so you know, I think the public have been just fantastic. You know, the compliance with the mayor's emergency snow order was just like last time. It was just phenomenal. People actually got their cars moved. Our plows have had a much easier time. You know, that's always the hardest part, is going around cars in the middle of the night that didn't move. So, you know, our hats off to everybody. We really want to thank the community for pulling together. We've got about another 24 hours of cleanup. A lot of shoveling, you know, some bus stops we've got to work on.
He urged residents to shovel out any fire hydrants near their property so they are visible to first responders.
We did suspend sanitation pickup for a couple of days. So, you know, the minute we get the snow out of the way, we're back to picking up garbage. So no rest for the weary, but our hats off to everybody. We really do appreciate the work that city employees have done. You know, public safety, and particularly our plow operators.
Again, Clarkstown's Homan.
We're early on in the year in terms of our budget cycle. So, you know, we put a healthy amount in for snow removal. But a storm like this, you know, literally will take a chunk. I mean, this is like three storms, you know, in terms of the impact. I mean, just the snow, the salt, rather, that we put down to deal with the ice. We've got about 2,000 tons that we put down, you know, for the storm so far. You know, that's a significant amount of salt. So it'll definitely eat into our budget. But so far, so good. But if we have another storm of this magnitude, it'll absolutely strain our budget.
Beth Clark is sales executive and marketing coordinator for Wappingers Falls headquartered Botini Fuel, which has some 40,000 customers and services 10 counties, mainly in the Hudson Valley, as well as parts of Connecticut, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. She says it's been busy.
So many people are calling us from other companies that their companies just can't do it. So we're taking care of our own and taking care of those in the community who need fuel as well.
Metro North, which had suspended service at 3 Monday afternoon, was back on track early this morning. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.